This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. This week, we are talking to one of the hottest guys in Bachelor Nation. We got our guy Tyler on the show. We're going to talk about his relationship with Brittany. They've been one of the strongest couples so far. And it's been pretty cute watching their relationship grow, so we're going to get into that. What do you think, Mike?
I definitely want to get into it. I want to see how it was for Tyler during split week as well, and because that's something that's unusual that we haven't seen before, so see what happened there. And what happened from Tyler being on The Bachelorette to looking like, oh, the cute little boy, to now, dude is jacked. Can we talk about that?
Dude's been in the gym, man. Dude's been in the gym. He's been putting in work. You know, and whenever you go to the beach, man, whenever you're going to be extended time on the sand, you got to put in the work, man.
Yeah, he definitely put in the work. He's not wrong whatsoever. So I'm happy for him. Can't wait to talk to him. But first, you know how we got to do. We got to get into these hot takes, man. What you got for us?
All right, my man. So let's talk about Kate. Kate. So I don't know, man. As far as my hot take, I think she did Logan a little bit dirty. Clearly Kate had some standards, which most women have, right? Some standards all human beings have. And especially women when it comes to being a provider, being a man being able to financially support them, that's actually a very big thing. So she basically told Logan as she was giving him a rose, right? That's supposed to be, like Logan said, the time when you actually say why you like the person and why you want to continue that relationship. But instead, she ended it with a dud by saying, I need more. And he was totally caught off guard. And I just feel like that's a conversation that probably should have been had way sooner. I mean, it seems like they had a pretty solid relationship before she went on the date with Hayden. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why that wasn't discussed earlier. And then it seems like after she got off the date with Hayden, she came back and she was like now doubting if Logan was that guy, you know, when they get off the beach and into the real world, that he could be able to provide. I just think that they should have had that talk way sooner.
They should have had that talk way sooner. It's 100% not going to work, period. I will bet the lotto, $1.9 billion or whatever, how much ever it went up to, someone in California won it. I will bet
everything. Somebody in California won it?
Yeah, someone in Cali won it. I will bet everything that they will not be together. Even if they are together and he watches this back, the things that she was saying behind his back, that's just disrespectful. She could have definitely, like you said, spoken to him prior to when they had a beautiful little kissy scene, the little notebook scene in the rain. Yeah. They're both smiling.
Wasn't that perfect?
They were smiling. They knew how good that scene was.
They knew the TV they were going to produce right there.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's raining. We're just going to stay in it because, you know, if it's raining, you're going to run
like,
underneath.
It's like, pick me up.
Yes, correct. But they had that beautiful scene and she should have voiced her opinions, not necessarily in that moment when they had that little beautiful scene, but the next morning, right? And it was just incredibly disrespectful. It threw him off. And if they make it off of this beach, what I feel they won't make it off the beach, he's going to watch this and be like, wow, I'm literally nothing to you. And we see his TikToks.
Yeah, his TikToks had me rolling. I mean, he was like rolling with it. You know what I mean? He's like, sorry, look, I don't have that much money. He's rolling in his old, you know, Nissan coupe or whatever the case may be, flashing the guacamole that he could afford, guacamole from Chipotle, flashing his Costco card. You know what I mean? I thought he was, he was playing with it and I loved it. I loved to see it.
As he should.
But yeah, I mean, the whole, he can't even afford an Equinox membership.
She really said that, like, chest, out of her own mouth. He can't even afford an Equinox membership.
She has a personal trainer, right? So it's like, basically was saying that she's on a whole other level when it comes to that financially. He lives with three roommates. Of course,
I'm with her on that part. Like, I don't see someone trying to get a fiance and have roommates.
I'm with her on the park completely. And I agree with you, Mike. It's a situation where it's like, do you see these people actually working out? I mean, I don't know what the age difference is, but I think he's, what, 20?
It's a 7-year
age difference, I believe. He's in his mid-20s. She's in her early 30s, so she's got a couple years on him. She's kind of looking for that established. You know, obviously she's mentioned Hayden about him having his own company and making it seem like he had six figures just lying around.
You know, that's the funny part. Just because you have your own company don't mean you're making it.
That's true. Listen, being an entrepreneur out here in this world is not easy. Hard. Like, yeah, I will tell you that right now. So, yeah, you know, just assuming that the guy had six figures just lying around for his dog. Like, you don't know if that man is, like, in debt.
And loans.
Has loans, credit card bills up the ass. Like, you don't know that. So, like, I don't know. Like, I think she was assuming a lot of things. Yes, was Hayden older? Did Hayden seem a little bit more established than Logan? Yeah, but at the end of the day, you chose Logan. You decided Logan was the guy that you were going to give your rose to. And
Brian, I want to play devil's advocate. Yeah. You are a doctor, right? Yes. Is that a fact? Yes or
no? Facts.
Do you feel that by you being a doctor, when a woman looks at you, that she feels that there is some form of financial security provided?
1,000%.
1,000%. Do you feel that helped you prior to going on The Bachelorette, meeting Big Sis, your wife, Rachel Lindsay? Do you feel that prior to that, that helped you in acquiring attention from the ladies?
1,000%.
Now, of course, you got looks, you got personality, all these other things. So, in playing the devil's advocate, Kate is an older woman. She's 33. She's very good looking. She knows that she can attract pretty much any guy. And so, what is wrong with her simply establishing that she wants a man with some form of financial security behind it?
There isn't. Listen, a lot of women, I think they just want some sort of direction, right? It's like, look, they could maybe see past the whole money aspect if they can see that you're going somewhere. But like everything she was mentioning, like him living with the three roommates, like apparently, I don't know how she figured out that he couldn't afford an Equinox membership, or I don't know what. I mean, he pulled
out. I think that was just like, she just came out, she pulled out her ass.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like women are willing to, you know, if they really love you, they're willing to work with you and they're willing to roll with you and say, okay, my man isn't there yet, but at least dude has a plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's fighting, he's working towards his passion. I feel like women want you to at least have a plan. You're striving towards a goal. You have everything, you know, laid out. You have goals. You have, you know, standards that you want to meet. And they see that ambition out of you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, Logan to me seems like, not going to lie, he seems like a very laid back dude. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Surfer guy, you know, just kind of likes to chill a lot. And I'll tell you this, this Bachelor money, that ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? So if that's this is right. All you're relying on as far as, you know, hey, you know, I got this influencer money coming in after this, you know, you're going to get a couple deals, but eventually that's all going to dry up. So you got to have some type of a plan for somebody like a Kate who, you know, she's 33. She's not trying to waste any time. Like, she probably wants to get married eventually very quickly and have some children and start a family. So I get where she's coming from, but I just think she went about it the whole wrong way.
Completely agree with that. There was nothing wrong with the message. It was terribly delivered, though.
Yeah. I feel you're giving him a rose.
Yeah.
Well, that's defeating.
As that part, just the words that came out of her mouth when she was talking behind his back, she can't even afford an Equinox membership, those different things. I just feel that she was giving away trade secrets. I think this is something that women talk about, just like there's things that guys talk about, and we don't say it necessarily publicly and or to the person that we like and that we're trying to get with. I just feel that I think it was a good thing overall, because she put it out there. At least you get to see the type of woman that you may be with, right? And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I've known women to my face say, if you can't afford my lifestyle, then don't date me. I personally, when I heard that, I've never been mad at that. To me, that's a woman saying, hey, this is what it is. Now,
she set the standard early on. Now, she let you know what's up.
When they be saying stupid stuff like, oh, I just, like, when I say, what do you want? They just say, I just want a guy that's just really nice to me, that doesn't cheat. You know, that's the part that gets on my nerves, because that's just a bold, flat-out lie. Say what you, say with your chest what you want. You want someone that's making over $200,000 a year, even though the average national income is $52,000 a year. You want someone over 6 feet tall. You know, you want good all looking. These different things.
Yeah.
You want
good looking. They have a list.
You got to be good in bed. You got to be able to like know how to change a tire. I've heard girls say they break up with a guy for reasons like that. And I have laughed. Fellas, you should learn how to change a tire.
It's funny that you say that, man, because I feel like everything that you start adding onto that checklist, it just, the pool of men just gets smaller and smaller.
Sure. Height like, alone will put you in the top 1%, depending on how tall you want the guy.
Yeah. So then, I mean, at the end of the day, so if you're making that pool of men smaller and smaller, that means they on the other end have to come with it because
you come with it or get
now
lucky,
you're competing against the top echelon of women out there. Like you got baddies that maybe better looking than you, you know, bring more to the table, quote unquote. I don't know. Maybe younger. You know what I'm saying? Like that, yes. That is a factor. That yes. is a factor. So
I'll leave you with this when it comes to the K situation, because we could talk ad nausea to this more than anything. Rodney for Bachelor. Yes. I have never,
1,000%,
ever on this entire show seen someone with so much class, so much dignity, so much love from other contestants and Bachelor Nation alone. Like, he was absolutely amazing. I salute to him. I take my hat off to him. He was phenomenal. Do I feel for Eliza? No. But do I think that she was wrong? I don't. I don't think she was wrong either. I think that she was just caught up in the moment. And I will give her that.
I do think she was caught up in the moment.
I do think if a guy did that, it would be completely looked at differently. 100%.
Oh, if he flipped the next day?
If he did that, if a guy did it.
You're an asshole. You're the worst. Bag.
But a girl, she
is,
you know, sympathy from everybody else. So I don't have sympathy for Eliza, but I definitely can see how she got caught up in the moment because you are talking about King Rodney here.
I mean, I could see that. I could see that. I'd rather her just send him on his way.
Of course.
And just go with Justin. And I heard somebody say this today. I don't know if it was Natasha on clickbait or not, but if she would have chosen Justin and Rodney would have been sent home, would she have flipped the next day and gone to Rodney? Nope. I don't think so. Nope. I think she would have stayed with Justin because that's who she wanted the entire time anyway.
Correct. That was her guy before she went onto the beach.
Would she have felt bad for Rodney and maybe shed a tear or two for Rodney? Yeah, but at the end of the day, she ain't flipping for Rodney. No offense to Rodney. I love the dude. I mean, he had the whole fucking beach crying because of that breakup. On the preview, I thought it was like another split week situation where everybody was getting separated because of the way you saw everybody crying. And at the end of the day, it was because Rodney was getting broken up with. Like, bro, like that just goes to show you. That's like a microcosm right there. Like all of Bachelor Nation, I feel like felt like how those people felt on that beach for Rodney. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I agree with you. He should be the next Bachelor.
Rodney for Bachelor. But we don't want to get too deep into that. I want to talk to Tyler. I know we have him here today. I want to see how he got so swole. I'm loving the little mustache and just how him and Brittany are doing. So let's talk it out with Tyler.
Tyler, my man, thank you so much for being here, bro. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Brian?
Good, man. Great to
see
you again.
It's great to see you again. Yeah, we just feel like
to see you guys too.
Had you back not too long ago.
The beard is growing a little bit more. I see that.
Beard's coming in. We're in November now too, so I think I'm just gonna let it get a little longer.
No shade, November.
Exactly. You just gotta let it go.
Seems like your bicep got a little bigger too since we seen you last time here, man. You were definitely in the gym.
You've been looking buff on that beach.
I'm trying my best. See, I don't want like the skinny look anymore. I look like I still kind of look like a kid. I got the baby face, so I'm like, how do I look a little older?
You know, this is something that an older person would say, don't wish for it. It's going to happen in due time because once that beard grows and stays, one day it will be back again. You can shave it and the very next day it will be there. So, you know, in due time, keep that baby face, man.
I'll try.
But how are you doing? It's been a while since we've seen you here on our screens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing really good. It's been a while since I've been on and obviously I missed talking with you guys. But everything's been awesome. I mean, I'm down at the beach. You know, things are going great. So, I mean, I can't complain. It's crazy going from the ending of The Bachelorette to right into this. It's like night and day.
How much time did you have off between the two shows?
Between the two, it had to be like a month and a half, I'd say.
You telling me in 6 weeks you got that swole?
What was that?
In 6 weeks you got that swole?
6 weeks, that's all it took.
I mean, Mike, come on. My guy was a little swole. My guy was pretty swole on The Bachelorette. I don't know.
I guess there wasn't many, like, sandy scenes going on.
Okay, so was there any prep involved those 6 weeks? Like, did you put into high gear at the gym? What was going on there?
Oh my gosh, for sure. My boy Mario, who's a there trainer.
You there you go.
Yeah, I got right on his plan. We started working together, and hey, he got me ready.
That's the best ad ever because the results were there. You were jacked, Brad. Shout out to Mario.
I appreciate it.
When does the Tyler one-on-one coaching come out?
The one-on-one coaching? That's a great question. I don't know. Right now, Mario and I, we're actually like traveling around. We're doing like these pop-up boot camp workouts. Nice. And like people are showing up. So it's like, it's pretty cool.
Nice. Where's your next boot camp going to be at?
Next one looks like West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
Nice little plug right there.
Yeah,
I can't go wrong there.
Gotta shout you guys out for sure on that one. Are you still living in New Jersey, or where are you staying at these days?
Still in Jersey. So I just sold my house. So trying to figure out when I'm going to move out to San Diego. Okay. I've been talking with Avon. You know, the plan was to move in with Avon. So yeah, I think
two babyface assassins under one roof.
That's a dangerous combination, bro. Oh,
San Diego.
That's
women
what I like
be.
To think. That's what I like to think.
So what about I mean, man, come on, they had you clanking that basketball shot on the intro to Paradise.
That's what are
you still running the basketball booth?
Yeah, so right now obviously we're closed until next year, but no, my plan is to get out of the business. I'm done with it. Okay. I want to switch it up, like get involved in, you know, something else.
What are you going to do in San Diego, brother? You know,
San Diego, I'm still trying to get my real estate license. I mean, I have this money and I want to invest. And, you know, there's some property that I'm looking at. It's not in San Diego. It's back in Jersey. But my dad has his own construction business and everything. And I was planning on investing in the land. And then, you know, he was going to do some work there while I was in California trying to figure things out from there. So.
Would he be like the property manager for
you?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay. Have you heard of MJF?
No, what's that?
United Mike Johnson Fund? You can donate to it any day you want to, man.
What's the return on that, Mike?
Yeah, what's the return on my
investment? Hey, it's a 10.3%, you know, historical return. We got you.
There we go. Historical.
That's awesome. All right, man. So talk to us, man. What made you go on to Paradise? Like, what were you, what was your head? Where was your head at after the Bachelorette that made you say, you know what, I want a second shot at this?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you know, I thought about it at first. I was asked probably like 2 weeks after I had left. And when they first asked me, I was like, I don't know. I was just like, can I get back to you on that and like let you know? And they said, yeah, absolutely. So it took some time. And of course, you know, I told my family and everything about it. And my parents did not want me to go because
what was the reason?
My mom called it basically like a sex beach. And she goes, that's not you, Tyler. And I was just like, you're not wrong. I was just like, but I don't need to do the things that they do on there. So I was just like,
it seems like the Boom Boom Room is closed. I mean, has anybody used the Boom Boom Room or what?
Only one person has used it.
Not yet.
Well, Kira with the you know, the toy. That's about it.
Oh,
well, Ashley.
Yes, of course.
Ashley,
they don't count, though. They don't count.
I'm sure a lot of boom booming has gone on since the show. Tyler, what's changed for you, man, since being on The Bachelorette and then being on Bachelor in Paradise?
I mean, obviously, like, things change, you know. Afterwards, just like people that watch the show when you go out and stuff like that, and you see people and they're just like, wow, like you're the guy from that show, aren't you? And she's like, yeah. And you like talk to them. Yeah, it's just like always like a fun conversation, you know, just talking about it like here and there. But when you go out to the bars and it happens over and over and over again, when you're trying to drink with your buddies, that kind of gets like tough. But no, that's the only big difference that I really see. And then also with like,
talk to me on this. Go ahead. Yeah. Finish that thought before I ask you this.
Oh, I was going to say on like social media too. You know, things are different. You get
more
some
creative
following.
DMs.
Yeah. A lot more creative ones.
Like when people approach you, is it like, do they just you're that guy from the show right away, or is it like you look familiar line? They just try to play it cool and they make it seem like they don't know, but then they really do. Like, how does it go when you're out and about?
It's a mix, actually. Just like I had the wedding on Saturday, and I'm at this wedding, and you know, this girl that was literally talking to me like the entire time, she was my buddy's girlfriend, and she was at my table and she was just talking to me. And then finally she was just like, all right. She's like, I got to be honest with you. She's like, I've been so nervous. She said, I've been so nervous. I'm a huge fan of you and the show. She's like, I watch it. I'm watching Paradise right now. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I was like, you played it off so cool. I was like, I appreciate that. Like, we just conversate. But then other times it's like people just coming up and just like grabbing you going, you're the dude that got dumped on the boardwalk. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
That's me.
That's me, guys.
Wait, so is that a turn on? Like, is that like, I mean, does somebody have, is that like, if you were single, hypothetically, is that the way you would want somebody to approach you? Like technically saying they're a huge fan. I mean, that, would that be a turn on for you?
It's definitely, I think it's a turn off.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cause it's just like, I just think it's so much cool. I mean, I would rather approach a girl than a girl. Like, I mean, when a girl approaches you, it's pretty cool. But if they're approaching you because you're on a show, it's kind of just like, ah, it's just like, damn, I wish they were just like, oh, you're really attractive. And just start talking to you.
I mean, I'm sure they find you attractive as well. They're going to look at you and talk to you from the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so, Mike.
Yeah. So how's been watching this season back, man? A lot has gone on this season. We got Split Island for the first time ever, never seen that before. You know, you were a part of that split week of guys that came through and took one of the women off her feet. How was that?
It was crazy. The crazy thing to me was, you know, when I first came on, you know, I had Brittany like the first night, talked for hours, ended up kissing her at the end of the night and everything was great. We talked about like possibly going on dates. And I even asked her, I was just like, if we get down to the beach, could I like set up my own date with you instead of like getting one? Because she's talked about all the free time that you have, like spending time together. And then the next day, Shanae asked me out on a date. And of course, I'm sitting there. I'm just like, all right, like I met Brittany like the first night. Everything was great. But, you know, it's Paradise. You kind of got to give everything like a thought. So I was just like, all right, like, yeah, I'll go on the date. And, you know, I had a good time and everything. And then as soon as I got back, that's when I was just like, I had a fun time on the date, but I really want to see Brittany. And I was told, I was going to bed and I was told they had a surprise for me. And I was just like, okay, what's the surprise? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, I might be able to see Brittany tonight. So they bring me over to the room, the girl's room, and they sat me down on the couch. And then that's when Shanae walked out. And she was just like, what do you want to drink, Tyler? And I was just like, oh, I'll just take a water. So she brought over a water and I'm sitting there on the couch and we're talking. And I didn't know what to say just because I was just like, I didn't know how to break it to her that I wanted to talk with Brittany and like see where she was still at and everything. And that's when I saw Jill walking by and I was just like, hey, Jill. I was just like, where are you going?
Wait a minute. Okay. So hey, clear that up for us.
So none of this was shown.
Yes.
Was shown was that basically Shanae was making it seem like Jill was a cock block kid. And came in and just started talking to you guys, but you were the one that actually didn't want to go through with it.
So I called her over and I was just like, Jill, I was just like, what are you doing? And she goes, I just got some food like to eat. I was just like, come over here. And she walked over and she like sat down with us. She's like, you guys don't mind, right? And I was just like, no, not at all. And then Shanae was just like, no, it's fine.
Brilliant, that played out so differently
because Shanae was getting mad at Jill the whole time.
Yes,
I know. Yeah, she should have been mad at me.
That's hilarious.
But, that is awesome.
But yeah, I remember because like Jill and I had talked that day, like the day the episode was coming out, and she goes, they're making it look like, you know, I cock blocked you, and I was just like, really? And she was just like, and I was just like, I called you over. She's like, I know, but. And then I saw how it played out and I was just like, oh, wow. I was just like, I did not know that's how it was going to play out on there. But
so did Shanae step up to you at all and say like, yo, what the hell? Like,
no, No, not really. I didn't know Shanae, you know, that was her intentions that night. I had no idea.
She was hot.
She goes after what she wants.
Yeah, I was watching. Great. I was like, damn, I didn't know it was that in depth. I was just like, that's crazy.
So Tyler, I have to know, before going on the beach, who were like your top three women that you were like wanted to be able to speak to and say hi to?
You know, I was like, obviously your ass, you're just like any women down there that, you know, you want to meet. And I hadn't really watched any other seasons. So I kind of just like, you go through like old cast and all you can look at is just like photos, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I did see a photo of Brittany and I thought she was attractive. Saw Victoria. I thought Victoria was attractive. Lindsay. I thought Lindsay was attractive too. She was from Clayton season. Mm-hmm. And who else did I say? I think those were the only three, honestly. Yeah, gotcha. That I thought might be down there.
Gotcha. Did you, what were your thoughts on Shanae?
I was very surprised because she was nothing like, I mean, I did watch Clayton season. So
okay.
I was kind of scared at first when she asked me out on the date. I was like, I don't want to screw up here. But then I found out real quick. I was just like, she's nothing like she was on that season. I was like, she's too, like, super sweet. You know, all the girls really like her right now. And I was just like, it seems like everything's like cool. So she actually turned out to be like a really cool, like, genuine person.
And so talk about that date, man, because you guys were bent up in all types of positions on that date. I mean, talk to us about that date and that physical connection with Shanae when that wall went down.
Listen, I will be honest with you. Before I got to the beach, I was working out heavy. I did not work on stretching whatsoever. My body is not limber. So I woke up the next day, and when I tell you, my legs would kill me. Like, I could barely sit down. Like, I was hurting so much just because, like, the poses they had me doing and stuff. I was like, my body's not meant for this. I did not prepare for this whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it was fun. No, it was a fun date. Some of the poses, they were very, very, the one awkward one was, I was like face down, basically. I mean, we're guys here. I'll say it.
And she was like, behind you.
I was like in like doggy style and I'm bent over and I'm turning to the guy, the people that are telling us to do it. And I'm like, listen, I think I'm in the wrong position.
Listen,
here.
Dude, this, like, ain't
I think
it.
We're supposed to be, this ain't I it. Think we're supposed to be flipped. I was like, what are you doing to me here?
It's like, this is definitely coming out on TV for sure.
Yo, there's no doubt.
Tyler, you have a problem with your girl spooning you, man?
Spooning me?
Yeah.
No, I'll be little spoon. I don't mind whatsoever.
I'll be little spoon.
But behind closed doors, maybe more so.
But sure, what you're saying is spooning is different than, you know, when I'm in doggy position and you behind me. That's different.
It's completely different. Yeah.
Tyler was all the way vulnerable in that situation.
I was very vulnerable. I did not like the position I was in, Brian.
So after you going on that day and learning some of the moves, did you ever want to try some of those moves on Brittany?
I wanted to try the one where it's like a plane. I don't know if they showed it, but you're holding hands and you're pushing up with your legs, like, on their hips, and they're literally like floating above you. I thought it was pretty impressive. I was just like, I didn't know I could do that. That's pretty cool.
I didn't know I could do that.
So speaking of Brittany, man, like, how did that first conversation feel with her? Like, what was the vibe like between the two of you?
No, it was really good. So how it worked out, when I – before we had talked and she goes, if you asked out on a date from somebody else, like, obviously I want you to be open because I want you to want me for me at the end of the day. I want you to explore options and figure out if you really, you know, want to go on a date with me. So I was like, okay. So asked out on a date with Shanae. And then as soon as we got back the next morning, I went over and I started talking with Brittany. And I told her it was a lot of fun, obviously, with Shanae, but, you know, I'm more like into what we have here. And then not until I got pulled aside, like, into my room, and that's when Genevieve ran over and saw me in the room with Brittany. Not until then did I know that, like, all right, this is what we're doing. It's me and Brittany. So
So what was it about Brittany? Because, you know, you mentioned that Shanae was really sweet, you know, really nice. They're both great looking. What was it about Brittany?
It was more just like, we just talked about like family a lot. And she was talking about how close she was with her family. And I talked about how close I was. And she has two sisters, same. She's the youngest. She has two sisters, same age as my two older brothers. Related on that. And then she was just talking about like what she likes to do for fun. And we kind of like same things, same feelings, everything. And yeah, it was just like, it was easy. Like conversating with her was just so easy. Like I didn't have to think about anything. I wasn't worried about having a conversation about like anything. We just like clicked like right then and there. So it was just simple.
So that decision, you didn't lose any sleep over it or anything, right? You was, no. Like, it was Brittany all the way.
No. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Well, and she was also, you know, one of the women that you had looked at was like, oh yeah, her, Victoria, Lindsay. So that's also a huge plus right there as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It worked out well.
Give me the vibe of that whole split week, man, because it seems like you guys got there. And to be honest, you were the only one that seemed like was getting any action or any attention from any of the women. All the other guys were like off to the side. I mean, even Mike and I were surprised. We're like, yo,
yeah,
we got
trying?
Some good looking dudes showing That's up to the, and like nobody wanted to talk.
Trust me, I completely agree with you. It was like weird because you get in the first night and you don't know who's in a relationship and who's not. Not until you started talking with all of them did you realize, like, right afterwards, you're just like, oh, okay, like, the first person I talked to was Serene, and we had a really good conversation and everything. And then she started talking about Brandon, and obviously, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm super happy for you, like, this and that. I was just like, that's awesome. And even afterwards, even after she told me that, I was still like sitting there talking to her just because I was just making friends. And then I made sure, like, to talk to everybody because I love getting to know people. Yeah. So I just talked with everybody I could, and then, you know, ended up being, I talked with Brittany for hours. And then the other women, like, you could see who was guarded. Victoria was very guarded. Genevieve, Jill was very guarded. You know, Serene right away saying she's with Brandon, basically.
She's like, I'm booed up.
Yeah, exactly. And then Lace, obviously she was set on Rodney. So, yeah, it was kind of just like all the women were guarded. The only two women that really seemed open at the time were Brittany and Shanae. So
I imagine during those conversations with Brittany, she told you about Andrew and her relationship with him back on the beach. So how did it feel, you know, once you guys moved to the beach, like, did you feel like there was going to be any conflict there? You were going to lose your girl potentially? What were you thinking then?
No, not. See, I was very confident when she had turned to me and she said, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk with Andrew and I'm going to tell him, like, I'm going for you. I believed her.
There you go.
I was just like, I have no reason not to believe her. If things change and I look stupid and it's whatever, you know, it happens. It's paradise. And then I had told her that obviously I had to have a talk with Shanae, which I will be honest with you, I never had a chance to have that conversation with Shanae.
What do you mean you never had the chance? Like, I've been to paradise. You got all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm. So I get down to the beach and I go, and my plan was to go talk with Shanae. And I had heard from Logan, because I'm good friends with Logan, that she freaked out on Logan. And I'm like, so I went and I talked to Logan. I told him, I was just like, I still need to talk with Shanae. I was just like, I like heard that you guys were talking and everything. I said, I just want to be like honest with you, and like told him everything. And he turned around and he says to me, he goes, well, she told me that, you know, she went on a date with you, wasn't interested in you anymore afterwards, and just wanted to see me. So once she said that, I was just like,
I don't got to say nothing.
Wash my hands.
I'm good.
Exactly. And all the guys were telling me, they were just like, dude, like, you don't have to say anything. Trust me. And I was just like, all right, whatever. So, yeah.
That's fair enough on that one.
Nice of you to think, at least.
Did you know that you were going to be joining Split Week? And if so, what went through your mind first?
I didn't find out until, you know, they brought all the guys together. We're all like sitting in this room, in the hotel, the Vedanta. And, they're telling us, they're just like, we're sending you in. There's a bunch of women. You guys aren't going to the beach. Sending you into a room in like 5 minutes. It's a bunch of women that were already on the beach. And, you know, they've had a tough week. So just go in there and make them feel comfortable. That's it. So not until 5 minutes prior did we figure out that we weren't going to the beach. Instead, we were going to stay at the Vedanta and like meeting the women there.
Like, what was y'all's thoughts as just five guys? Like, okay, we're not going to the beach, but we're on paradise. We're going to go to a hotel room. Like, what ran through y'all's mind?
Yeah, it was interesting. I thought it was, part of me was just like, because I saw what our room was like. And when I saw our room, I was just like, wait, I get to stay here instead of going down to the beach. I was like, I don't mind this. It's actually pretty cool. So that was my mindset. All the other guys, I think they kind of like felt the same way. Like, I had a room that was almost the same size as like my apartment, probably bigger than my apartment, just the bedroom. It's freaking huge. Nice. So, yeah. So I could not complain.
Did you get to interact with the guys prior, or they just kind of throw you guys together right when you got onto the whole split week thing?
Yeah, just threw us all together. Like, once we all met in that room, that's where, like, the first time, like, I met any of the guys, because I didn't know any. Yeah, I didn't know anyone there, because I didn't never met Olu, never met Rick. And then I had Alex and Adam with me.
So you get to the beach. Before the beach, we're still at the hotel room. You and Brittany were day one talking in the hotel. By the time you left the hotel and went to the beach, what were your thoughts on Brittany?
Yeah, when we left and I got down there, I was just, she told me that she had to talk with Andrew, and, you know, she was there for me. So for me, I was just so happy, just because the craziest thing to me was going from the Bachelorette. You know, you're vying for somebody's like love every single day, because it's you compared to a bunch of other dudes, and you really don't know if she's that much into you, just because she's having these conversations with all these other dudes. To have somebody like pursue you and flat out say, it's only you and I want you, that was the best feeling in the world. So once I got that from Brittany, I was just like, yeah, like, I'm not, like, I was already happy just like talking with her, and I knew that we had something great. But now knowing that, you know, she's just going for me, I was just so happy. I was just like, yeah, like, I got what I could ask for.
So basically it was a wrap for you. Like, there was no chance of like, hey, let me go see what's on the beach. Maybe I like somebody more. Like, you were done. Like, after
Brittany. I was done. It was a wrap for sure.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, interesting, right? So
connection was there with you guys. So let's switch gears to other connections on the beach. Let's hear some tea from you. First, talk about this whole Eliza and Rodney situation. Like, how did it feel after you left the beach? Like, what went down with them? Like, how was that, like, being there in person?
That was tough. Only because Rodney is literally the man. He just always knew how to put a smile on everybody's face. Like, always made the day better for, like, everybody. And when you got somebody like that, obviously you want them there on the beach with you for like selfish reasons, but also you want to see him happy. And he was so happy, like, when he was with Eliza. So, I mean, I can see why Eliza felt the way she did.
What do you mean?
Felt like when she said that, she turned around and she said that she felt pressured because so many people love Rodney. And when she made her decision, ultimately, it was because she was thinking about others. I don't think what she did was right whatsoever at all. I mean, ultimately, you hurt Rodney. Like, just the fact that how it went down, it was the most heartbreaking thing to see.
Yes.
But like I said, I can see how people get in your head and, you know, just by saying, like, talking about Rodney this, Rodney that, you know, Victoria in one part had turned around. She goes, like, she's like sitting there talking to Eliza and just like saying to her, it's Rodney. That's the one you want. It's Rod. You know what I mean? So ultimately, when you say that to somebody like over and over again, you know, I think she was more scared of making the wrong decision for other people rather than herself.
That's how I took that as well. I think that Eliza was wrong by, you know, hurting Rodney. Like, it was worse the next day. She just should have just cut him loose. But mm-hmm. I can also understand where she picked him because it was like, it's King Rodney. So are you saying, Tyler, are you going to jump on the bandwagon that Brian and I have created and get Rodney to be the Bachelor?
Yes. Wait, that's not even a question. Rodney right? would be the best Bachelor ever. Dude, his personality, just everything, like, and that man, if there's one person who deserves love at the end of the day, it's Rodney. That man's ready. He's
we're starting a petition right here, man. We're starting a petition. Us three right here, we're starting it.
Show me the paper. I'm signing it right now. Like, I got you.
So let me ask you this, Tyler, because we were actually talking about this before you came on. What's your opinion? Do you feel if the roles were flipped, if she chose Justin and Rodney left that night, do you think she would have flipped for Rodney the next day?
That's a good question. I want to say no, but I can see why you might think,
because we think she would have stuck with Justin.
She 100% would have stuck with Justin.
That's the guy that she wanted at the end of the day. She may have felt bad for Rodney and maybe shed a tear or two, but she was going to stick with Justin. There was going to be no flip on that one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I still think that she would have ran up there, done the same thing, sat there and talked with Rodney, and then definitely would have tore at her heart, like sitting there having that conversation, like sending him. So I think either one, like it was going to be hard for her to continue like afterwards, just because like how that would affect her, I guess, mentally. Because either way, you're hurting somebody that you don't want to hurt. And that's tough to do on the beach, especially when you're so.
Did you get a chance to speak to Justin prior to going on the show?
I didn't. Okay. I didn't, no.
But Rodney, yes?
I followed Rodney on Instagram. We might have had like a talk like here and there. But I talked as soon as I got to the beach, because Justin wasn't there yet. I got there after Justin had left. So I was closer with Rodney than I was Justin originally.
Speaking of that, do you think it was fair for Justin to get a chance to come back on the beach? Like what was the vibe from everybody? Because obviously we know what Genevieve thought.
We know what Genevieve thought. Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, we know what she thought. I think it caught people off guard, obviously. For Justin, I think even he was surprised. Only because I know that she was on his list of girls he wanted to meet. And he was really hoping to get that opportunity. So I think that obviously they knew that. And they gave him the opportunity. And obviously he wasn't going to say no to that. And another thing is I am 100% sure that Justin was not aware that she had been talking with Rodney, because him and Rodney are boys, you know? So that I know when he came down, he didn't know that she was really, that she was with one of his boys.
Tyler, let's bring that up. Let's talk about that right there. Boys versus, yo, bruh, we only boys from TV. Let's be honest. I didn't know who the hell you were 3 months ago.
Like a lot of bromances on that screen.
And it comes to this girl. No, there are a lot of bromances. But also we talking about like there's levels to boyhood as well, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Like,
me knowing who you are for 3 months, never before that, is that cause for us to, like, go after the same girl? Or is it like, no, I'm going to step back because you're the homie?
That's, I don't know. With those two, I think they're the boys, but they weren't on the same season. So that's why I'm saying, see, Mike?
It's your question.
Boys outside, it might be boys like more outside the show, but I see what you're saying. Trust me, I have boys that I was just boys with on the show, but outside of it, I haven't really talked to them that much or hung out with them. And I have the ones that I hang out with all the time and talk to every single day. So,
who do you still kick it with every day?
I talk with Avon every day, talk with Mario, was just with Johnny, just with Eric, still talk to Quincy. So yeah, that's like my core group. Logan nice. Too. Logan, nice. Jacob. Yeah.
Can we talk about Logan and Kate for a second? What was the kind of like Brian asked the consensus around Kate on the beach?
Mm-hmm. there's questions about Kate. See, I like Kate as a person.
Yes.
When I was down there, like talking with her, like she was the first person to come up to you, ask you how you're doing, you know, have a good conversation with you, this and that. She'd approach me first. Like I usually am the one that goes up and like introduces myself. But she had approached me first, and, you know, would talk to me, like ask me how I'm doing. And yeah, it was just like, she was so cool. But obviously watching it back, there was some choice things that she has said that, you know, it's tough. It's tough to watch, especially when you're friends with Logan.
How sure. do you feel about that?
I think that it's just like another thing that, you know, when you have a good guy, I think of it like this. It really depends on the person you are, what you're looking for at the end of the day. When you have a good guy that will do anything for you, okay? And Logan, you know, I know where Logan came from. You know, he moved to California basically just with his car, just came out here because, you know, he wanted to go out somewhere else and, you know, give it a shot. And he came with his camera, started up his own business, started working side jobs all the time. So, you know, he went through.
Whoa, he has his own business too.
It was like the photography. Yeah, it was the photography thing. Yeah. But, you know, he works really, really hard. And, you know, does he have everything that obviously she's looking for? Like, I think he still can work out at Equinox. Is it reasonable to go to Equinox? No, probably not.
He's looking for the budget. Gym. He's looking for a little exactly. budget on the gym. Yeah.
Financially exactly.
But I think that at the end of the day, you kind of like get a feel for somebody's character and what they're looking for. You know, if you have somebody who just wants somebody that's going to treat them right, that give them the world, will always put them first, but doesn't financially have all the flash and stuff like that. Like, I knew that Logan wanted to do that for Kate. But the difference was that, you know, Kate was looking for, you know, somebody who could financially take care of her.
You say that Logan would have done everything for her, but like, I don't feel like he was able to express that, because, I mean, let's be honest, like Mike said, like in the real world, it's a cold world, right? Like, women that security, want a man to be the provider and, you know, be financially secure in that sense. So, you know, do you think, because I was telling Mike, I was like, I think as long as the guy has a plan, you know what I mean? He might not be where he wants to be at that moment, but if at least the woman sees some ambition, I think she can roll with it, you know what I mean, for a little bit. But, you know, if the guy's just no ambition, just sitting on the couch, which is kind of like what she made it seem like, you know, living with three roommates, can't afford Equinox. Like, she made it seem like the dude was a bum, but now we just find out that he has a business. He's a photography business. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing things.
Yeah. He probably won't spend $100,000 for his dog, though. And so probably therefore, not. It seems he doesn't have the money.
Yes. But yeah, there is a difference with that. There's a difference between a guy that just doesn't care and just doesn't want to, you know, put in the effort. But that's like another thing. If you really genuinely care about somebody, you show that ambition, you show you want to get, you want to do this, not just for yourself, but also for somebody else. So, yeah.
Oh, fair enough. You planted it nicely. Do you feel, I'm going to ask you this and we're going to move forward. Do you feel that women, when they say they want a really nice guy and just treat them well, do you feel like that's the full sentence, the full truth?
I think there's a lot more to that. I don't think that's it.
That's fair. We just wanted, wanted your take on that. That's all, Tyler, because we just kind of saw a lot right there. You know, just wanted your take on that, man. All three of us are like somber.
Now, listen, I mean, me personally, that's not enough, because a lot of guys can be nice and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, like, well, like I told you,
exactly. Yeah.
I don't think that there's nothing wrong with a woman flat out saying every single thing that she desires. It just was the way.
Yeah.
Like, Kate did.
Like, I need more as she's handing him the rose.
Yeah, it was the way she did it. I personally don't find it bad when a woman's like, yeah, I would like someone that has financial security. Just like I don't find it bad that Jacob, I believe his name was Jacob, saying that he doesn't particularly want a woman that doesn't go to the gym. I think that both are perfectly fine, because it's that individual that you have to sleep with, literally go to sleep with that night in the bed, right? And so I don't think there's nothing wrong with someone saying they want financial security. There's nothing wrong with someone saying, I want my girl to go to the gym.
Exactly. there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you're those, being straightforward and being honest,
those are going to look, those are going to be looked at very differently, though.
But they are very differently, but it's up to the eye of the beholder.
Yeah,
it's a preference.
It's a preference. That's
your
all.
Standards. Men and women have standards, I guess.
Who cares if they're different standards? Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. So talk to me about this. Let's switch gears to Aaron and Genevieve. What was up with that, man? Like, yo, the communication between these two.
I bet you they have hot sex, though, if they do have sex. Which is
hot. they did mention that.
I bet you it was hot.
Sex was probably hot.
I bet you it was hot.
I feel like maybe that's what they needed to do, because there was
that's all they needed to do. Nah, they got to go to the boom boom right quick.
There was nothing in the boom room room going on. Like, maybe they just needed to get that frustration off their chest. I don't know.
I agree with that one. I think that, yeah, you need to get that frustration out. And I think if they got that out, they'd definitely be a little bit more calm.
They would have been so good.
It's so good. Now they were something else. I got to tell you, they're just. They're funny together, but at the same time, it's just like just little conversations here and there where it's just like, what are they yelling about? Where did this come from?
They're that couple that's in movies that you always have the main character, and then you have Aaron and Genevieve couple that like make the movie thrive. And they're just the ones always bickering with each other. That was their relationship.
It's like, what's the movie? It's Kevin Hart's in it. I forgot what it is.
Think Like a Man.
No, is it About Last Night or something like that?
About Last Night. About Last Night.
I think that's it. Yeah. And it's him and the other girl are literally, that's their relationship. Yes. Just fighting nonstop. And then they always have the makeup sex, and then they're like super happy. Oh, yeah. That's Aaron and Genevieve. Yeah.
100%.
I feel like volatile. Is that like a good word
for their relationship? That's a fantastic word. Yeah.
It's volatile in the streets, but then it's electric in the bedroom. That's all.
Passionate. It's passionate.
Exactly. It's passionate. Yes.
Well, Tyler, we heard that the Bachelor in Paradise reunion was electrifying, to say the least. Can you tease that for us?
Yeah, I think if there's an episode you want to watch, that's the one. That's the one that's gonna, you're just gonna be watching the screen in disbelief, like, what is going on? This is crazy. And you just see. You see the real come out, and then you just see like some people that stick up for themselves that you would never expect it. And then, yeah, it's just wild, just because there's so much that happens in the real world that viewers don't get a chance to see. So they want to know about it. And yeah, then you get to see how it actually plays out. So it's the episode to watch.
Anything? Give us like the top three people that we may be surprised at what happens with them on this reunion special.
Top three people. Okay. I'm going to go Victoria.
You didn't say her.
Yeah.
Said Victoria. Might as well say it. I'll say Brittany.
Really?
Brittany. And then the last one. Ooh, who should be the last one? I'll just throw it in there. Kira.
Kira. Oh, yeah, okay. So the women had a lot to say, is what you're telling us.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do you have anything?
Guys
to say?
Have a lot to say.
Do you have anything to like to stand on one of the guys? Do you want to say anything about one of the guys? Any of the guys?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. So I do want to say, my boy Johnny, this season, just compared to like the Bachelorette to this, like you start to see like somebody, like the real them come out. Johnny originally didn't want to get engaged, nothing like that. He's been against it. He's still against it. But he's just getting more emotionally mature on the beach, and you start to see how sweet and genuine the guy is. And I became so close with him just because I could relate on so many different things and just overall, like who he is, just because he's got that bad boy look and just like how he talks and stuff like that. Like in, like, as a friend, as a person that, you know, I know really well now, it's kind of just like, he is so much different than the person you see on the screen. You see a real genuine guy, when you meet him. So, yeah.
Okay. There you have it.
Tyler. Before we let you go, my man, you know how we do it. For the 1-2, you got to let us know. What's your gym for today?
Ooh, I got one. Just because, oh, I got a tattoo last night, but I want to talk about my other one real quick. You said like an experience, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. So the experience that I had was, it's a little upsetting, but it's pretty sweet. I just had a nephew not too long ago. And it's my first ever. I never had a niece or nephew. And he means the world.
Congrats,
yeah, thank you so much. He means the world to me. And the craziest thing is, my brother and his wife, they were originally supposed to have a baby last year. Her name was supposed to be Lily. I got tattoos right here. She didn't make it after the birth. So this is their first like actual, kid that they've had. So he means the world to me. Obviously Lily means the world to me, but just the experience of being an uncle is like the best feeling in the world.
So amazing,
amazing.
Yeah. I want to definitely send condolences to Lily as well. Stillbirths are
thank you very much. I appreciate that
thing to deal with, and so just to you and your family, seriously, when it comes to that.
Yeah, God bless, man.
Thank you, Brian.
I can't wait to be an uncle too, man. Can't wait for those days, Tyler. We can't wait to watch your love unfold. And tell us, you know, send us off of what can we expect from you and Brittany.
I think that, like what I said before, just being 100% in on her. I am 100% in, and seems as though she is too. So yeah, I think you'll see some happiness down the line.
Can't wait to see it, man. Can't wait to, you know, watch your love unfold and see where you end up, man. Because you're a great guy, and we wish you the best.
I appreciate it. You guys are great guys too. Thank you so much.
Hey, make sure, seriously, Tyler, when you and Avian get together and y'all go up to LA, go shout out to my boy. Get your back cracked,
yeah,
Brian.
Man,
I was solo.
I'll make you more limber, man. I know you need a little bit more flexibility. I got you.
you know that now. You
exactly.
Know
that's why I brought it up, Brian. All right, Tyler, man. You have a great one, bro.
All right, guys.
Take care,
you
bro.
Too.
Hey, tell your dad, Chuck Norris, I said hi.
All right, we'll do.
Oh man, I enjoy Tyler's interview, man. I think he's a great dude. He's just seems like a happy-go-lucky guy. Like he's always positive.
And he's living in his moment.
Yeah.
You know, he's living. That's what I truly feel about Tyler. He's living in the moment.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
He's experiencing all that is coming to him. I mean, this is a wonderful opportunity to get to go on these shows and, you know, try to find love. Hopefully that him and Brittany work out and he's living in the moment fully.
No, think about it, man. Like the way he ended up with Rachel. I mean, that was brutal. Like, that was like he seemed to be all in on Rachel and she let him down. That could have gone left. You know what I'm saying? Like he could have just gone into a hole, but you know, he got onto paradise and, you know, was very optimistic. He found Brittany and I think they're a cute couple. So I wish them nothing but the best, man. I guess we'll see how everything unfolds.
See how it unfolds, man.
So on that note, Tyler, thank you so much for being here, my man. And to all of our listeners out there, make sure you tune in to Bachelor in Paradise next Monday and Tuesday at 8 p.m. on ABC, or you can stream it on Hulu. And to everybody out there, once again, thank you for listening to today's episode.
You know, we always love to hear your opinions, your stories, your insight. So please don't forget to like, follow, comment, mess us on social at Talking It Out BN. That's Talking It Out, B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And baby, I already know y'all gonna be DMing Tyler. Make sure you subscribe first. We love y'all.